Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, as it was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. See the tomb? All of a sudden there was a great earthquake. Don't guard so not yet. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven. Come, where's our angel? Come on out, angel. The angel came and rolled back the stone. Can you roll our stone for us? Excellent. And for fear of the angel, the guards shook and became like dead men. Good job. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid,
because I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here." Can you say he's not here?
He's not here.
"For he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So the two Marys left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And then they came to him and they took hold of his feet and they worshipped him. And then Jesus said, "Do not be afraid." Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." That's the story of Easter, and that is the gospel of our Lord. You guys are fantastic. And we are going to finish up our gospel. There's a word that we love to sing and shout when we hear the gospel, and we especially love to sing and shout it on Easter, and that word is hallelujah. So we're all going to stand as we're able, and we're going to sing together, "Holly, holly, hallelujah." And as we sing, you can go back and join your families if you came in with Miss Valerie. You can go with her. Thank you for acting on the gospel for us.
His appearance is like lightning, his clothing is white as snow,
And the stone's rolled away. And they're told, don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus. He's not here. He's been raised, just like he said. I bet they didn't see that coming, now did they? And I believe that God wants your Easter, God wants our Easter together, to be no less remarkable. God wants us to experience the living Christ today. That's the reason why we're here together. It's the only reason why we're here together, right now. God wants to meet each of us at our lowest moments, just like those women going to the tomb, going to the grave of someone they loved. That's what Easter's all about. When we have no strength, when we have nothing left and we can't go on, God comes down right where we are and does something completely unexpected. The story that we think is going to unfold, the way things we think are going to be, all of that is completely changed because God has the final word. And that final word is resurrection. God's final word for us is that love wins. Say that with me. Love wins. When you find yourself assuming that it's over, when all is lost, when everything's gone, when life is broken and it can never be put back together again, when you swear that it can never be rebuilt, hold on a moment. Because in that moment, Easter, in fact, has just begun. That's the beginning of the story. Just as you're arriving at that place that you wish you weren't going to, when there's nothing left that you can do, God brings resurrection. God still has the final word that love wins. Resurrection announces that God hasn't given up. God has not given up on you. God has not given up on your life. And God certainly hasn't given up on this world. Easter is happening today, right now, 2011, all over this world. God is once again inviting us into resurrection. God is once again pointing to something new, to a new reality that God has made possible, the reality in which love wins. Resurrection wants to be real on Easter Sunday. God wants to speak that final word that love wins today. All around the world, people are hearing that word, and it's as real as it's ever been. People have already gathered today, just like we are right now in Japan. And in the face of unthinkable despair, they place their hope in resurrection. Because Easter says that the earthquake doesn't win. Easter says that the tsunami doesn't win. Easter says that nuclear radiation doesn't win. Easter says love wins. People have gathered already today across the continent of Africa, and they put their hope in resurrection because Easter says that AIDS doesn't win. Easter says that malaria and tuberculosis doesn't win, that extreme poverty doesn't win. Easter says love wins. Armenian Christians are gathering today all around the world, including at this very moment right here in Havertown, Pennsylvania. And they're remembering that today, April 24th, is the anniversary of the most horrible moment in their history. The mass murder of 1.5 million of their family members in 1915. Not their distant ancestors, but their parents, but their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, their friends. But they gather this morning and they sing Alleluia, even through their tears. Because Easter says that genocide doesn't win. Easter says that love wins. To people in Libya, Sudan, Egypt, across the Middle East, Easter is saying today that corruption and violence doesn't win. Easter promises them that love wins. Right now, at this very moment, people are proclaiming Alleluia at Easter worship in Haiti. And they're Alleluias that are rich with resurrection life. One of their pastors said this week, "We will not be defined by rubble. We will not be defined by this earthquake. We will be defined by resurrection." Because Easter tells them that disaster doesn't win. Easter tells them that cholera doesn't win. What wins? Love wins. People from North Carolina, all the way to Oklahoma, are together this morning shouting Alleluia because they know that tornadoes don't win. Love wins. To those of us who are trying to keep our heads above water in a bad economy, Easter tells us that recession doesn't win, that unemployment doesn't win, that foreclosure doesn't win, that uncertainty doesn't win. What wins? Love wins. To students in our high schools that fear for their safety and have been made to feel ashamed of who they are, Easter is here today telling them not only that it gets better, but that bullies don't win, that love wins. To those lying in hospital beds today, and those who are sitting beside them hour after hour after hour, Easter says, cancer doesn't win. Alzheimer's doesn't win. Autism doesn't win. Chronic pain doesn't win. Leukemia doesn't win. What wins? Love wins. Even to those of us who visit the graves of those we love, who would give anything to have them show up again, even for a moment, Easter invites us to proclaim Alleluia, because God has had the final word and death doesn't win. What wins?
Love
wins. Love wins. Whatever it is for you that seems to be blocking the light, whatever it is that's like that stone keeping you in the tomb, Easter says that it doesn't win. Easter says that love wins. Easter announces that God has not given up. God has not given up on you. God has not given up on your life. And God has not given up on this world. Easter tells us that God has not abandoned us. God has not abandoned this world. Something new has begun to put this world back together. And something new has begun to put you back together and put your life back together. Because God's amazing grace has come into the world. God's amazing grace has come in and it wants to change everything. God's amazing grace wants to set you free. Everything that holds you down, every chain that locks you up has fallen off and it's gone. God's amazing grace wants to set you free from anything, from everything that gets in the way of love. Easter wants to set you free today. Set you free to live in God's love for you and then send you to live out God's love for this world. Because it's God's love working through you, God's love working in your life that will bring about that victory. It's God's love working through us that brings about love's victory. Love wins as we feed the hungry. Love wins as we clothe the naked. Love wins as we help the poor. Love wins as we look at another person, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, no matter how different they are from us, and we say, that's a child of God. That's a God. That's a child of God that God has sent his son into the world to die for. That's when love wins. Love wins when we take God's love and send it into the world as we do God's work with our own hands. How you live your life makes a difference. You can be a part of a new reality. This new reality that God's creating every day. Right here in this world. The world that God will never give up on. Love wins. That's what Easter tells us today. And I hear you say love wins.
Love wins.
That's the good news of Easter. Love wins That is what gets us up this morning. Love wins. That's why we cry alleluia. Love wins. That is the promise of resurrection. One more time. Love wins is the good news of the gospel. Amen?
Amen. Amen.